On this week's Arts Page, NDTC launches its 55th anniversary. Stay tuned.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and the prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
For over five decades, the National Dance Theatre Company, NDTC, has been providing a space for Jamaica's most talented to express their creativity on stage, facilitating the survival and retention of our nation's cultural hegemony. The group recently launched its 55th anniversary, a year-long observance which suggests the company's own heritage tells the same tales as that of Jamaica herself. NDTC was co-founded by the late Professor Ralston Rex Nettleford, along with Eddie Thomas in 1962, registering a total of about 18 members who would help to change the way Jamaicans saw not only themselves, but also how they viewed dance and theatre. The launch was attended by members of the private sector, lovers of the arts, supporters and representatives from the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport. Representing the Ministry of Culture, Executive Director of the Institute of Jamaica, Vivian Crawford, paid respects to Professor Nettleford, who he notes was a champion of the arts.
Jamaica's dance heritage cannot be told with conviction and would lose integrity and authenticity if we fail to pay homage to Professor Rex Nettleford. Professor Nettleford and the cast never failed to deliver anything less than astounding and captivating, and he would be proud that 55 years later, NDTC continues to strike a chord with whatever audience it engages.
Executive Director of the Rex Nettleford Foundation, Elizabeth Buchanan-Hind, lauded the NDTC members for their voluntary support, which, over the years, has given the company staying power.
The development and survival of the NDTC is an incredible, amazing story spanning 50 years of a voluntary action group's continuous operation to make a strong impact on our country's cultural life.
Chase Fund PR and Administrative Manager Hilary Colton noted the mutually beneficial relationship between the NDTC and the agency which funds culture, health, arts, sports and education.
The Chase Fund is pleased to have joined you on the journey as a partner. Over the years, we have assisted the NDTC to replace the roof of its dance studio, mount several overseas tours, and we have committed to support the company. Mr. Moncrief once noted in an interview that Chase had helped the NDTC to maintain its relevance as a cultural ambassador, because we did have a full appreciation of the company's well-established artistic mandate and the substantial role as part of our national heritage.
Several activities have been undertaken in observance of the group's 55th anniversary, but take heart, there are scores more to catch. Other activities for the NDTC's 55th include Jamaica Dance Umbrella on March 3, at the Philip Sherlock Center for the Creative Arts, UIMONA, Morning of Movement and Music on April 16 at the Little Theater, and again on April 30 at St. Andrew Scott's Kirk United Church. Demonstrations at the NDTC Studios on May 19, a national exhibition at the IOJ for the entire month of June, and the Season of Dance from July 21 to August 13. That's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.